committed. Now just, they're all, yeah, what are you going to do now?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna have to come up with it on the spot. I had all these, like, it's just, it was endless. It was endless, but it'll be a good show nonetheless. I was going to talk about actually how you were just a total liar.
Right.
But I've got 45 minutes, which is now 40, actually. I pulled one song.
Mm.
But 40 minutes, we got music ready to go. So we're going to get right into it with the music. First up, many moons ago, there was a group chat that I was a part of.
Yes.
It existed, and some say it still exists. I wouldn't know. I haven't checked and since actually we got here.
Wow.
But this first song goes to all the prep rugby players from 2018, minus one especially. It's from a playlist that we had made. So you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is Reelin' in the Years by Steely Dan.
That you think it's gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away? I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? We'll be right back.
to trust in our heart, and there's no need to understand. Well, just when I thought I had it by now, whatever I do, I'm under the influence of you. Whatever I do, I'm under the influence of you.
Everybody's talking at me, I don't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stop and staring, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. My clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Whoa. Shining through the pool. pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Backing up of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me.
That was just Under the Influence by James Morrison. Everybody's Talking by Harry Nilsson. And the first song was Reeling in the Years.
Great song.
By Steely Dan. All songs I love, all throwbacks, which seemingly this weekend kind of was a throwback.
This weekend was a throwback.
Because it's Halloween 2.
Halloween 2.
Part 2, because the school couldn't decide whether it was last weekend or this weekend.
But honestly, I feel like there hasn't really been that, not very much Halloween going on anymore. I think we really sort of decide that it was.
Yeah, I feel like it's
October. It's once October.
It's October. So now it's Halloween Thanksgiving. Over. So be Thanksgiving or be nothing. It's kind of my opinion on that. I think the only redeemable quality of this is that there's just more candy being floated around. I'm a big fan of that. To be honest with you, I eat candy. A lot.
I mean, that's the only good part of Halloween. Halloween is a terrible holiday.
I mean, I don't really think that.
Halloween is the worst.
Why do you think? Because I have my own reasons for why I think Halloween is.
All right, Halloween used to be fun, right? Like when you're a little kid, because you're just going around getting free candy. Who doesn't love free candy? That's great. That's fun.
Of course.
But like, now that you're not a little kid and people don't just hand you free candy. You gotta. It's just like, it's more. Okay, Halloween is a spooky holiday, right? There's a lot of like creepy stuff going around with like spiders and spider webs and dead people, and I'm just not into creepy stuff. Like I don't understand the appeal.
You're not Claire Dunphy.
No. that was the most off character like trait they could have given Claire in that show.
It absolutely is.
Like that made no sense.
No, it was kind of, they were pulling straws there. No, but I mean Halloween is a holiday that I have always enjoyed. I always loved decorating for Halloween. And then Halloween in 2016 happened and everything changed after that point. Right?
I was watching The Nightmare Before Christmas, which I thought was a Christmas movie.
It is.
Turns out it's a Halloween movie.
No, it's not.
But like it kind of is.
It kind of is, but it's not.
I don't know. I didn't finish it, so I still can't tell you. But I there's the opening scene, right? And it's like, oh, this is great. Halloween, all these creepy Halloween things, vampires.
Of course.
And it's supposed to like, make you appreciate Halloween. And I just hated that opening scene because it's just everything I hate.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's the scary, I feel like there's a lot of, there's a lot of costumes. There are some things like some provocative Bob Rosses I've seen enough of on campus. All right. The Devil Angel. I've seen enough. Yeah. But it's still people that pull off the good costume.
Yeah. Okay.
Deserve the recognition for that.
I can appreciate like a creative costume. I'm just.
You're just tired of it.
I don't have the energy to do that myself. And I don't see enough of them to like make up for just the amount of just like cats and just like people wearing like devil horns.
There's a lot of low effort
costumes going on.
No, I absolutely understand that.
And I mean, I'm not a big high effort costume guy either, so I can't really, complain, but like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, my whole reasoning behind hating Halloween is very simple. Now, I mean, at this point, it's very simple. It was never because of the costumes. I didn't have this topical. Mine was, deep. It was down just in like the bowels of
your soul.
Of my soul, right?
Hatred for Halloween.
Yeah, it's like once you get broken up with on Halloween, everything changes, Eli. Everything changes.
That would do it. I mean, Christmas is just, it's a better holiday.
It is, because there's,
it's just like, it's a light, it's much, it's a happier mood,
Coming from you, that's an interesting statement. Not gonna get into why, but all right, you wanna pop back to some music?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so I've got two songs now, and the first song is a special song for me. Mm-hmm. More importantly, special song for my parents. I'm wishing them a very happy anniversary, 24 years, aww, this past Monday.
Aww.
And in an attempt for Eloquentia Perfecta, I will say no more. Mm. This is Sandy Beaches by Delbert McClinton.
I got all this money, so let's me and you go down to Mexico. We'll find us a haystack, a little place we can lay back, a bottle of red wine, a whole lot of sunshine, and I'll be loving you, love. Sandy beaches, we find someone to teach us the way to a highway where can't nobody reach us. And we'll find us a rainbow and chase it all day long. When the sun goes down and there's no one around, that'll be okay, cause we don't need them anyway. Find someone to teach us the way to a highway where can't nobody reach us. There won't be no worry, won't be no hurry, cause we got plenty of time, because love is blind. I'll be loving you, yeah, I'll be traffic on the bridge's side that faces towards the jail, setting out to join a demographic. He hoists his first leg up over the rail. A phone call's made, police cars show up quickly. The sergeant slams his passenger door. He says, "Hey son, why don't you talk through this with me? Just tell me what you're doing it for." Oh, it's a little bit of everything. It's the mountains, it's the fog, it's the news at 6 o'clock, it's the death of my first dog. It's the angels up above me, it's the song that they don't sing. It's a little bit of everything.
There's an older man who stands in a buffet line. He is smiling and he's holding out his plate. And the further he looks back into his timeline, that hard road always led him to today. Making up for when his bright future had left him. Making up for the fact his only son is gone. And letting everything out once his server asks him, have you figured out yet what it is you want? I want a little bit of everything, the biscuits and the beans, whatever helps me to forget about the things that brought me to my knees. So pile on those mashed potatoes and an extra chicken wing. I'm having a little bit of everything. Invitations to a wedding she has scheduled for the fall. Her man says, baby, can I make an observation? You don't seem to be having any fun at all. She said, you just worry about your groomsmen and your shirt size. And rest assured that this is making me feel good. I think that love is so much easier than you realize. If you can give yourself to someone, then you should. 'Cause it's a little bit of everything. The way you choke, the way you ache. It is getting up before you, so I could watch you as you wake. So on that day in late September, it's not some stupid little ring. I'm getting a little bit of everything. It's a little bit of everything. It's the matador and the bull. It's the suggested daily dosage. It's the red moon when it's full. All these psychics and these doctors, they're all right and they're all wrong. It's like trying to make out every word when they should simply hum along. It's not some message written in the dark or some truth that no one's seen. It's a little bit of everything.
That was just Sandy Beaches by Delbert McClinton and A Little Bit of Everything by Dawes. Two songs I just love, obviously. In case you hadn't heard, Sandy Beaches, this is my parents', their wedding song. And Dawes, one of my favorite bands. If you check out any of their albums, specifically We're All Gonna Die, All Your Favorite Bands, The Stories Won't End, and Nothing Is Wrong. They're just total masterpieces.
Yeah,
I would recommend them to anybody if you like that song. Obviously, if you didn't, then don't listen to them. I mean, you're your own person. I mean, you have a terrible taste in music, but you're your own person. So today was the Lafayette football game.
It was.
As it is every Saturday.
Every Saturday.
But unlike every Saturday, this game was before the show.
Yes.
So I had a distinct pleasure of being there.
There. Yeah.
I was there. They played Holy Cross.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of friends. I don't know if you have friends at Holy Cross. I have some friends at Holy Cross.
No, I don't know anyone.
Specifically, Riley, John, and Pat DeMacos.
Hmm.
And I'm out a little bit of money today because there was a little bit of betting that was going on who would win, who would have a better offense. And I'm not going to lie, when Sean O'Malley threw that interception, that almost was a pick six, my heart fell a little bit.
Just a little.
I feel like we need, I don't know what needs to happen, but we need to predict these games better. I feel like we had it. When we had predicted a win, you predicted a win the first show.
All right, this one does not count, all right, because we weren't here to predict what was going to happen.
This is true.
It happened before the show. So, you know, our special powers, you know,
they didn't have any effect
because, you know,
of course
we weren't here. Our streak of when we do the show, we win, is still alive.
100%.
Still alive.
It's undefeated.
Undefeated.
Will that be the case next weekend? That's going to be the true test. Anyone that's not following Lafayette football, which I imagine is most people, to be honest with you, it's against, the game next week is at Army, so in West Point, against Army. The last time they played, I believe it was 65-7, my cousin told me, and I'm not going to say that the score is going to be that bad this time, but I'm just saying.
We have a killer team this year.
We have so much talent, genuinely.
It's very well.
There's some unbelievable talent on the team. It's just got to come together. There needs to be a synthesis of talent. I just don't think they have it yet. You obviously weren't. When I showed up, they were winning 14-0.
Oh, there you go.
And that was the first quarter. And then the first quarter ended, and then they gave up 40 unanswered points.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's how you lose a football game.
That would do it, usually.
It absolutely is. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. This is the Juice Bar. I am the Juice, and this is the Dependent Variable. You weren't supposed to be here today, but you are.
I am.
The Frisbee tournament ended.
The Frisbee tournament ended early.
Which you won.
I won.
Of course.
See, I can't even. All right. Well, so here's what happened, right? The tournament was supposed to be last weekend, as we know, but it was canceled. It was rescheduled to this weekend. But apparently we couldn't get any of the other teams to come. So it was just a Lafayette.
So it's just a glorified scrimmage.
Versus Lafayette event. Pretty much. We showed up to the field. I was really worried because it rained very, very hard last night.
Oh, there was a tornado warning.
Yeah, there was. So I was, wild. You know, I was like, we're going to have to cancel again. You know, the fields are going to be too muddy. It's going to be too windy. It's very sad. But we showed up. Fields were muddy, but not like
not too bad
water, you know, in the way that I thought they would be, because it turns out the field's sort of on top of a hill, so
yeah,
we got lucky there.
Of course.
It was, though, very windy, and ultimate is a sport that is very much subject to
wind. Wind is a big thing.
Wind is very,
you know,
big.
they say you know, in football, a running game always travels. A passing game might not, because in the dome there's no wind. But you know, you go to Philadelphia, you go to Lincoln Financial Field, you know, you're dealing with some wind. In Frisbee, there is no Frisbee. Running game.
We got a flat object, you know. It's very,
it's all passing.
It's all.
Chances are it's going to get easily affected.
Yeah, there was a lot of dropping today. But, so we split up into four teams, had a little tiny mini tournament. We played two games.
Fun.
Four at a time. Two at a time. Four games in total. I played two games. And my team won. Purple Rain for the win.
Purple Rain, beautiful song. It's not, we don't have it here. I wish you had told me, because I could absolutely made it onto this playlist. The playlist is always subject to change. But I'm glad you won. I'm glad that you also are here.
It's been a good day.
It has been a good day. I mean, we went down to Eastern. We'll get into this later. I don't want to, this is, we're holding it back, okay? We're not dogs without horses. We're tamed in. We're being held in. But in the next talking segment, it's going to be, you know, just like a convict in a cornfield. We're just going to run free talking about Bacon Fest and just how unbelievable it is.
Oh, my God.
But back to I want to just roll back here to Halloween weekend, because I was talking about candy, and I was really intrigued by one thing. So do you know how popsicles on the popsicle stick have the joke, and then you eat that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there are some candies out there that do the exact same thing. Now, the candies that do this are primarily Laffy Taffy. I don't know if you're familiar with the brand.
That makes sense.
They, you know, because they want you to laugh, right?
It's a good brand
Right, so I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example of the jokes. They're the kind of jokes that they're like second grade level jokes, but they still merit a good chuckle, but not one that lasts. You're not going to just think about this at another time. You're not going to be mid-exam and think about this joke and just burst out in laughter.
It's like a you know, nose exhale.
Exactly.
Just a little.
Exactly. Exactly. So here, just like an example, right? What building has the most stories?
I don't know.
A library. See, that's all it is, right? These simple jokes. And some of them are good. So what I'm going to do, we're going to play some songs.
Yeah.
But before that, I'm going to give you a joke. You is not in you, Eli, but the listeners.
The listeners.
And if you think you know the answer, don't look it up. I'll know if you do, because the answer that comes up initially online is not the answer I'm looking for. So
don't try and cheat,
even though I know you will, John. I'll set up the joke.
Set it up.
We'll play the music, and then if you get it, I'll reveal it after the fact. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just introduce the song. The next two songs are from a little bit smaller artists. One of them is a little bit smaller than the other. I love him, Bob Schneider. If you're a religious listener, this is the first song he sang. The first song he sang, 40 Dogs, which is the first song we ever played.
Good song.
On this show. Great song. So that'll be the first song up. So here's the setup for the joke, okay? What has two hands but no arms? So think about that, and this is going to be Making It Up by Bob Schneider.
I will go through this life to never know who I am or why I'm here. What I'm doing, what I'm doing. But that's okay, it's what we do. Every day, everywhere, all around the world. I know my name, take the word of everything that I've ever learned. Like my father, my father's father. The way we've always done it, and the way we always will. Making it up, making it all up. I mean, what else can we do? Making it up, making it all up. It's the only way to get through, cause life is hard, but life's alright. Cause I'm here with you.
Dear Marie, tell me what it was I used to be. Oh, dear Marie, tell me what it was I used to be. And if you're further up the road, can you show me what I still can't see? Remember me, I'm the boy you used to love when you were 15. Remember me, I'm the boy you used to love when you were 15. Now I wonder what you think when you see me in a magazine. From time to time, I go looking for your photograph online. From time to time, go looking for your photograph online. Some kind of judge in Ohio's all I ever find.
Right, that was just Making It Up by Bob Schneider and Dear Marie by John Mayer. Making Up by Bob Schneider. As I said before, Bob Schneider was our title track on our first show.
It was.
Which I love him. I know I met someone here that actually listens to Bob Schneider, which is rare. Like the first time ever. Nobody knows who I'm talking about. But I met someone, and Dear Marie, just a beautiful song. Mm. I think I feel like every week I'm playing some John Mayer, mm-hmm. Stevie Ray Vaughan. We'll see if I play some later. I don't know.
Go to.
Song I love. I don't know if my dad will agree with that necessarily. You know, he's walks a fine line with John.
Mm.
But, you know, maybe that'll be his next review. Shout out to Goldmine if you see a copy. I know there's some down in Easton. There's some copies of Goldmine in some of the record stores,
mm-hmm.
we found during Parents Weekend,
mm.
also the weekend of our first show. But they're down there. Great magazine, great writers, great stories. But speaking of being down in Easton, all right, what I've wanted to talk about for so long.
Wait, you know what?
I should actually say this as well.
Yeah,
I am just so extremely disappointed. Nobody called in to answer the question.
Nobody called in.
Nobody called. Do I give them the answer or do I just not? Do I just not give it to him? I'm just going to leave it out there. You guys can figure that out on your own. But anyways, Down in Easton.
Down in Easton today.
Oh my gosh, down in Easton. So, for those of you that aren't familiar with the beloved Lafayette campus, the Hill, as it's called.
The Hill. College Hill.
The school is on a mountain.
It is.
And from certain places, you could see down into the town of Easton. And when you look down...
It's a beautiful view.
It's a beautiful view. And today, it was more beautiful than other because there were just... It was like an exodus into the town of Easton.
Full of people.
Thousands of
people.
More people
than I've ever seen.
In my entire life.
Not in my life.
You could sell out stadiums with this many people. And what was it all for the cause of? Bacon. Oh my God, Bacon Fest.
Bacon Fest.
Just, so, it was so good.
I can't imagine a better festival.
I'm surprised that a lot more towns don't do this, like have a celebration of food.
Yeah, really.
However, this is just so special. I don't think other towns should recreate it because this is just so good.
So much. So much. I mean,
we walked down, right? And we walked into this kind of center circle.
Yeah.
And it was unbelievable. Initially,
immediate.
You could just smell
just bacon,
just greasy goodness
in the air.
Oh,
so good.
Any bacon. You got some bacon ice cream.
Yeah, we got bacon ice cream.
We got bacon on a stick.
Bacon on a stick.
The bacon on a stick. I mean, you think it's just, you know, a piece of bacon on a stick, but it was caramelized. I think it was some brown sugar.
So good.
Oh, so good. There was a station that was just completely all for pickling. So good.
Pickle man. Calm down.
There was all of the bacon-related drinks. Bacon ciders.
Bacon ciders.
Bacon Bloody Marys, for those of that are of age, of course. Bacon. And it was. And then there was also, I feel like I should also mention this, there were also, you know, if you've ever been to any sort of big fair like this, there's always those four or five tents that just make no sense why they're there. They're just playing into a demographic. They're saying people that go to Bacon Fest, you know, probably on a home. And so they need leaf gutters.
Leaf gutters.
And so there's leaf gutters and roofing, bathtubs,
windows,
and kitchens,
doors,
teeth, all of this. There was a dentistry that was down there. Just, you know, hey, you know, I know you're eating bacon right now, but if you don't want to eat bacon, I could clean your teeth for.
You want some braces? Because we have some model. They had models of like.
I don't know if you did. You look at the dentist booth.
I no, not.
There was a little bit of a route. Did you notice there was a car parked next to the booth at all? That was just. It was one of those cars that's. A car that if you drove it around, it would do advertising for itself. You know, you see it.
Right,
you see. So there's like four kids, all for like kids' dentistry. And so they would drive it around and it would advertise.
Right.
But there's a raffle for that car.
They were raffling?
They were raffling that car with that wrap. Now, I mean, if you want that car, go down, go in for the raffle. But I thought it was the funniest thing because who would want a car that is just... wrapped in
dentistry.
Like, who just there's just four kids on the hood.
Yeah.
Just random people. You have to just live with that. It's a beautiful car. I think it was an Audi S4. Great car.
Yeah.
Great car.
But we saw another great car.
Oh, we saw there was a little McLaren 720S in gunmetal gray that was rolling around. Oh,
beautiful.
Capitalism. But back to the bacon.
We got a sausage.
Oh, that sausage. Oh.
With cheddar cheese, bacon, and jalapenos. You know, in a roll, covered with some like caramelized onions, peppers. Oh.
Oh my gosh. That was
amazing.
Unbelievable.
I would go down to East just to get another one of those.
It was so good. I mean, it is tough because there's a huge hill.
It is a huge, it was worth it.
It was worth it.
All the way down the hill and all the way back up just to get one more of those sausages.
It was so good.
That was amazing.
I really wish that the entire festival was more than one day. I wish it was like a two-day festival.
It is 2 days.
No, but like straight 2 days. Right? Like at midnight, at 12 a.m. today, it started, and it doesn't end until the last minute of the Sabbath, God's day.
God. That would be crazy.
That's what I would personally want.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we can't always get what we
all
want.
All night long.
Okay. So I think I'm going to throw it back to some music right now. I guess if you want to call in over this next music segment to try and answer the question, what has two hands but no arms, I'll allow it. Obviously, it won't hold the same kind of merit as it would have before because you've had more time to think about it.
Quick shout out to Eric, my roommate, for listening.
He is listening.
Love you, Eric.
Elise is probably also listening.
Shout out to Elise.
There's a lot of people that said they were going to listen. Mm-hmm. Are they listening? Probably not.
Hard to tell.
Probably. There's actually no way to tell. There's no clock in here that just says, no ticker. That's no just idea. You have 7 listeners.
Bacon Fest going on. I don't blame you if you're not listening.
Absolutely
there's
not.
There's other stuff to do today.
I mean, it's in the name of bacon, I allow. But this next song I got coming on is Ryan Adams. It's Outbound Train by Ryan Adams. And then after that, I got a song by the Jayhawks. So without further ado, this is Outbound Train by Ryan Adams.
How am I supposed to know when it's time to go in the middle of the night? When I'm all alone, don't know what to do, don't know what I'm even supposed to say. Like a train gone on, till it starts to roll away. And cars don't move in the middle of the night. Lost inside the border, stating tail lights. Swear I wasn't lonely when I met you.
So bold. and your picture in a frame. The women will be crying and the men, they will whisper your name. Umbrellas will be open on a hillside of grace. The children will be dressed up and chase each other in the rain. And there's gonna be a darkness, maybe colder than you guessed. There may not be music, there may not be stairs, there may not be angels filling the air. Your mother may be there, your father may be there. There may not be voices sent from a throne to carry you home. Ooh. Well, heaven may not get you, the devil may see you first. He's hidden himself in both the beast and the bird. Stranger may have found you where the angels have lulled you to sleep. They swallow you whole like a whale from your head to your feet. And there's gonna be a darkness, maybe colder than you guessed. There may not be music, there may not be stairs, there may not be angels filling the air. Your mother may be, your father may be there. There may not be voices sent from a throne to carry you home. Colder than you guessed. There may not be music, there may not be stairs, there may not be angels filling the air. Your mother may be there, your father may be there. There may not be voices sent from a throne to carry. And your picture in a frame. The women will be crying and the men, they will whisper your name.
That was just Outbound Train by Ryan Adams and Gonna Be a Darkness by the Jayhawks. Another two songs from two albums I love. Prisoner and Backroads and Abandoned Motels. Prisoner by Ryan Adams is obviously about his divorce from Mandy Moore. I don't know if you watch This Is Us.
No.
If this isn't me, I don't either. But earlier in the show, the song by Dawes, their lead man, Tyler Goldsmith, is now marrying Mandy Moore.
Really?
So this is him. Interesting dynamic. I like both of them almost equally.
Really?
But, you know, they have the same taste in women. So anyways, this is the end of the show. Obviously, this has been The Juice Bar with your host, The Juice, and The Dependent Variable. You have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for listening. I have one last song for you. Is there anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, before we got to announce the our competition winner.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. We had three people.
Three people respond. Eric.
Eric responded. He got it. He said a clock.
Clock.
Natty J Star, as the caller called himself, said o'clock. And our final caller, Johnny, said a watch. All correct. The watch was the answer that I cared about the most.
We were looking for, really.
That was what we were looking for.
That's actually what we wanted, so.
So if you're from Laffy Taffy, great joke, because only one out of three people got it. So this final song I have for you is, I'm just going to say, let me just put it to you in the way that the artist would introduce this song when he played it live almost 30 years ago. It's a little thing he wrote to his wife, a little serenade for the woman, off of his first album, entitled by the same name as the beautiful woman. This is Lenny by Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Thank you.
All right. As we head on out of the studio here, thank you again for listening to our show, The Juice Bar. Just one quick shout out to my brother, Daniel. It's his birthday today. He's in Scotland, so he's probably not listening to this, but...
Happy birthday, Daniel.
Happy birthday, Daniel.
You know, he can listen to it after the fact.
Exactly.
But for now, we must go. I believe there's someone that's trying to get in here after us.
Yep.
So, until next time, thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.